If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Check this out, Joe. Siakam, 2-for-3 from three-point land, right? Gasol, 2-for-4 from three-point land, okay? Danny Green, 3-for-7 from three-point land. These guys combined for 7-for-14, 50% from three. Meanwhile, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined for 7 out of 15. So if your role players from Toronto are shooting at the same clip as the greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history, that is an added benefit right there. And that is, to me, what was the big difference in game one with the rest and the rust and all that stuff, and it being in Toronto with Drake rocking the Del Curry jersey, which I thought was actually amazing. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. You know what I mean? But that's to me the embodiment of the secondary players at home. They put on their cape and turn into Superman. And if you have that combined with their ability defensively to force 16 turnovers and limit the shooting percentage of the other team, that's the recipe for a game one win.
Yes, and they got it, and well done. So now it is one, and I just hope we get six more of these games. I hope it goes seven. Because then we have plenty of more opportunities to find some value there. And I can tell you right now, the line has already moved and opened up at exactly what it went off at yesterday there. Toronto looking at -1.5 spread right now. And listen, it went way over too, right? I mean, that was the other thing that was a question last night, is what were we going to get? The closing line was 213. And it opened up at 215. We saw a lot of money come in on the under, which pushed that down to 213.
Yeah. I saw it at 212.5 at one point.
Yeah. And we had mentioned, the two previous times during the regular season, which, albeit different teams, different situations, but those opening lines, they went off even at close at 223, 226. I mean, they were up there, and ultimately we got more of what we saw during the regular season than what we thought we might get with a rusty team and, butterflies. We got it in the first half, but the second half, just so you know, the second half over-under was 104. Yeah. Was 104. Big opportunities there for anybody that that hopped all over that. That was an easy one. Also, Toronto was getting 5 points in the second half. And just so you guys know, in the NBA Finals, since 2005, second half favorites at home in the second half have covered the second half line 67% of the time since 2005. So those of you that were paying attention last night and you saw that line come out where everybody and their mother thought they were going to see the Golden State Warriors do what Golden State does, right? Down 10. Oh, they'll, they'll certainly make back, 8-9 of those points. We'll get it. Well, 67% of the time for the finals, home teams favorite cover that second half spread, and they just added to that last night with Toronto. So keep that in mind moving forward. You get those home teams as a favorite in the game. Look at that second half line. If it's within reason or if you're getting points,
yeah,
good chance that they're going to go ahead and cover, and Toronto did that. But congratulations, those of you that had the over. I think it's opened up already at 215.5, so kind of they're not overreacting the markets to what we just witnessed last night. It's almost exactly as what we got, right? 215.5 for the totals, 1.5 for Toronto. Game two will come, and I don't think there's any reason. And it's probably something that we can pull away here is understand that, listen, Vegas, the markets are telling you exactly what you need to know, that there is no overreaction here. Exactly what you got in game one from a numbers standpoint is exactly what you got in game two. So they're not jacking it up from 213 or 215 to 221 just because of one game. If anything, I think the under is probably worth a look again due to the fact of the adjustments that are going to be made. And if you believe that the Golden State Warriors, which they have done many, 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 many times off a straight-up loss here like they were last night, that is not there. You're not going to even resemble what you witnessed from the Warriors there. So, which means more defense, a little bit more offense efficiency. I don't see them giving up, what, 112, 100 and, you know, anything over 110 points. I would expect a little better defensive battle in game two here.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
I would also expect that front runner Drake not to show up at the Oracle for the away games during this season, even though if he was, truly the diehard, he'd be the total front runner he is and take off the armband when he goes to Oakland and start flashing his, his Golden State Warrior emblems that he marked his body with, repping Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. I'm just saying, you might as well stop now, man. You already marked your body up, brother. So why don't you go ahead and play both sides? You've been doing a fantastic job of it thus far. But I digress. Good old Drake,
hey, Joe,
though. Just
Jared
good
T,
for
though,
basketball.
In the chat room, you're absolutely right. Jared T in the chat room was with us every morning, so big shout out to him. He says, who even gets male friends' names tattooed on them in the first place? And I think that's a great question. Maybe we need to put a poll question up. Because I was like, that's a good point. The only thing I could see is putting, the name of my kids, the name of my mother after she passes away, something like that, my wife's name, something like that. But maybe a friend of mine if they passed away. But Joe, and then it's funny, our boy Kenny says in response, only millennials do that. But I don't know, Joe, would you tattoo the name of one of your alive friends on yourself in general?
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they're famous or not?
Yeah, I got Big Poppy's name tattooed on my ass so he can kiss it every damn day. All right, exactly correct, man. Yeah, no, it's absurd. It blows me away that it's one thing to wear a Yankees hat, all right, because you can take the hat off, you put on another hat, you're good to go. It is a whole different ball of wax, brother, to be inking your body up with the numbers and you're repping another team while being the face of another franchise as the Mr. And by the way, where was Superfan last night? I didn't get a whole lot of love for the guy with the turban on, right? Where was he last night?
Tattoo with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, the media, that's the real Toronto Raptor fan. Drake is kind of like, here today. He'll be in Oakland flashing his tattoos there for games 3 and 4. Front runner. Ridiculous. All right, we'll dive in. We got some Major League Baseball, NFL action. We'll get you caught up with the latest next here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
As an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we try to put it all together, coming off NBA Finals Game One last night, watching our bets cash, as we told you, helping you make it rain last night. I took the under in the first half, as well as Kawhi's over 3.5 assists. He ended up with 5, and of course, they only scored 108 in the first half. That line was 109. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Getting ready for game number two on Sunday. Line is pretty much reflective of exactly what we saw in game one. We also told you yesterday, we talked a little bit about the Memorial. That's underway. Ryan Moore, 7-under, is leading this tournament. Tiger made a nice comeback on the back nine yesterday. He is 2-under. There are a couple of matchups here this morning that if you want to, at least this afternoon as well, that if you want to go ahead and jump on. I've already done so. And Ryan Moore, listen, 7-under. I know it's usually fashionable. A lot of guys will go, wow, he went 7-under opening round. He's probably, there's going to be some regression. He's going to fall back. But he's taking on the plump Kiradek Afabarnat there. Say that fast three times. He is a favorite, Ryan Moore. I think minus 130, minus 135 right now in a matchup today. Ryan Moore yesterday was completely crazy. I mean, from tee to green, this guy was throwing darts from all over the court, from all over the course, rather. I would expect much of the same here today. Afabarnat, I think, shot a 70. I don't think it's going to be even remotely close. I expect Ryan Moore to go a couple of shots more today under par, probably 2 or 3. That's asking a lot for a guy like Afabarnat, especially on a course that you need to be dialed in. You need to be able to have some iron play that is consistent. He has not been. So I'll take Ryan Moore, the leader, over Afabarnat today. And I'll also take a dog. I'll take Luke List over Lucas Glover. List was terrible. 77 yesterday. Shot 5 over It was not good. Lucas Glover actually was not even remotely that bad. He actually shot pretty well. However, historically, Lucas Glover not exactly great at this course, nor has his form been great this year. Luke List, about a month ago at the Wells Fargo, opened up with a 75, followed it up with a 68, and made the cut. I would expect much of that again here today. So at plus 120, give me Luke List, man, over Lucas Glover today for a couple of matchups there in the Memorial Tournament. And I still have, of course, I told you yesterday, right? We gave you Gary Woodland. Did you see how Woodland. Gary Woodland opened up that tournament yesterday?
No, I know he birdied the first hole. We were talking about it. The rest of his round?
This was his opening holes. You ready? Birdie, par, birdie, 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 birdie.
Wow.
Birdie, par, that's birdie, 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 birdie. Then he got to the par five, the seventh hole there, being six under par through six holes there, or the eighth hole and being six under out of seven, and then promptly triple bogeys the par five, and he managed to get back, but he three under par right now is currently where he sits in the top ten. So guys like Patrick Cantlay four under
there.
Yeah,
so I got to ask Spieth. You, Joe. That's where I was gonna go. You know it because, you know, we've been talking about how for him it's between the ears, right?
Right.
And then I remember at, at Bethpage Black a couple weeks ago, boom, there he was. And I asked you yesterday to kind of spin it forward. Has he turned a corner? And, you know, there he stands at minus six in second place. I'll ask you the same exact thing I asked you yesterday, Joe. Has Jordan Spieth turned a corner?
No, he hasn't. Again, you've got to put four rounds together. And what we've known about Jordan Spieth is that you will get this from him. You will get these extraordinary opening rounds, maybe a second round, but it's the weekend. Something happens, either the third or fourth round, where he becomes. You're going to get that 72, that 71, 72, and that's just going to kind of put him out of contention. So until he can put four in a row together. You know, you want to drop four under for four rounds. You want to shoot four rounds in the 60s. I'll be a believer. But at this particular point, the numbers just don't pan out to me, man. He's just not, again, putted really well yesterday, but missed a whole bunch of fairways. Had some nice recovery shots. But it's hard to put, you know, four rounds in the 60s is not easy. Just ask your boy Tony Finau, who was five over yesterday, too, as well. And his matchup today
is like triple bogey one hole. Didn't he
It was not good. And he's taking on his matchup today as Cantlay, and that's coming up in about 45 minutes.
If you good form right now,
you want to lay a half. You want to lay a half with Cantlay. You can get him at minus 105 over Tony Finau today. Just throwing that out there for you degenerates following us here in the Memorial. Just throwing that out there. Wanted you guys to know that. But Tiger, I'm sure. Is going to be a big topic of conversation today. If he manages somehow to make it in the top 10 heading into the weekend, you know where a lot of eyes are going to be focused. It'll be for Tiger. He's won this tournament five times, by the way. So if he shoots a 66 today, somewhere along those lines, 67, puts himself in contention, it's going to be one hell of a fun weekend from a TV standpoint and certainly from a betting standpoint. Some of the other news, too, by the way, that came out. Zion Williamson signs with an agent, finally. Congratulations, Zion. They're going with CAA, right? Congratulations there.
Yeah,
which is, you know, that's big boy basketball right there.
It's funny, though, Joe, you know, I got like a text chain going with all my boys here in New York and blah, blah, blah. Big Knicks fans, right? And there were literally one or two guys that are my friends that were holding out hope that Zion would not pick an agent, would want to not go to New Orleans, and that his move would be to re-enter college, you know, and kind of go back another way. So one of my boys was like, damn, Zion signed an agent. And I was like, well, that's big-time wishful thinking, bro. Of course he was going to sign an agent.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could put that story to rest as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't understand, too, because the other story that came out yesterday was, you know, Anthony Davis having lunch with, you know, with the GM there, the new president over on the Pelicans there, David Griffin. And many people thought that that was going to be the breakup lunch. You know what I mean? Like, hey, right. You know,
like the Antonio Brown, Art Rooney kind
of thing. You know, let's get
on
it together.
Terms, we're starting to move ways. Right.
Love you, but it's time to go. You know, I still want to be traded kind of thing. And that's not what we got. What we got was statements from both sides saying talks were very productive. We look forward to another lunch, another dinner, another meeting moving forward. Like, what are you doing? Like, what, seriously, you cannot have Anthony Davis in that organization when you draft his replacement. Like, this is a recipe for disaster. Like, what are you – simply go in, be like, hey, I love you guys, but I got to go. You know what I mean? Like, still trade me. Make the announcement now so everybody is good to go. If you're Zion right now, you're going – you're picking me to replace – Anthony Davis, like you. So now you're going to have a fan base that instead of getting behind Zion is still going to be conflicted with it. None of it makes any damn sense. Like, move on. Anthony Davis wants to leave. He should want to leave. Certainly now. Just cut the ties, guys. Like, move on. None of this makes any. Why are you having long? What are you discussing? What's there to talk about? Like, trade his ass. If you keep him on a team, you're never going to get any of the assets to help build around Zion because he's leaving in a year anyway. So, like, what do you – I don't understand why it is. Call your agent up and have your agent go to the lunch and say, listen, Anthony wants to thank you, but it's, you know, go ahead and trade him and get whatever you can get for him. Start rebuilding for the future with Zion. Instead, we're having another lunch or dinner somewhere down the road here. I don't get what they're doing, Dan. None of it makes any damn sense to me.
Unless – there still is hope that they stay together and build around Zion and Anthony Davis. Maybe there's a reason now that Anthony Davis is like, you know what? Maybe I will take my shot. And maybe that's what they're doing. But if Anthony Davis is like, if that's just settled science and the story is over, then I agree with you. But I think that the Pelicans are trying to entice him and pitch him to have a new way where they're going to build around Zion and Anthony Davis to be competitive. And maybe that'll work, but if I'm the Pelicans, that's...
Disaster, people. Disaster in the making in New Orleans. Just when you didn't think it could get any worse. Unbelievable. All right, coming up, talk a little Major League Baseball last night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
Adam Gase reminds me of, like, he's like Mr. Manhattan from Watchmen because he can see everything. Those eyes are so big. He's like, I can see all outcomes. I am the GM. He's Mr. Manhattan.
He's the three-eyed raven.
Yeah, sure.
He's
there you go. That
he's
too.
Trying to be three-eyed. By
he's Bran. He's essentially Bran.
Yeah, he's trying to be the three-eyed raven by how wide he opens his eyes, but he still only has two of those things. Yeah, so
what are you doing, Adam? He's like, I'm looking into the future.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is a leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Can't. Yeah. Next thing you know, Drake will have an Anthony Davis tattoo and start hanging out in New Orleans. You know it's coming. Welcome in. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Make It Rain. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri on this Friday as we get ready for a monster weekend in the world of sports, including we've got a Game 3 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals there as the Blues get ready to take home ice finally. Against the Boston Bruins there, tied that series up at one after game two. Now they head home. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night. Also on Sunday, of course, game two NBA Finals. Toronto takes care of business last night. If you missed the game, don't let the score fool you. It wasn't nearly as big a blowout as the score might indicate there. It was a lot closer. Toronto brought their A game. Golden State, we all expected 10 days rest, 9 days rest, a little rusty there, just terrible on defense, turned the ball over, brought their C game. But we all know this, when you make it to five finals in a row and you got those rings, you don't have those rings and you don't have that experience simply because you don't bounce back very well. And history tells us that. Yeah, they'll be bringing their A game, and let's see if Toronto can keep that up, and we'll see what we have here. I think this series is far from over, but you had to win one, you had to hold serve, and that's exactly what Toronto did. And as we take a look around at some of these games from yesterday, it was actually a pretty big day, certainly in Major League Baseball for Joe Public. And for bettors yesterday, some big favorites ended up cashing yesterday, including the Dodgers last night, who went off at -230, somewhere between 230 to 245. They were big favorites over the Mets last night. Why? Well, Rio was on the mound, and he is turning out to be a machine, an absolute machine. I had him on the run line last night. I had the Dodgers at -130 on the run line with him on the mound laying 1.5. I'm good. I'll take that at -130 all day. And they ended up winning 2-0. So they cashed, but they also cashed big for anybody who was laying it, laying that big money or put the Dodgers as part of a parlay last night.
Last leg of a parlay. Yeah.
Yep. They didn't disappoint, man. Took care of business. The Tampa Bay Rays also were a small home favorite, -135. They caught a lot of money late before that game started with Morton on the mound, -135 to -150. Just trounced the Twins 14-3 last night there, guys. It wasn't even close. Perez got smoked for the Twins, 14-3. So Rays backers, congratulations. And, of course, you should just come to expect this, guys. Anytime you hear the word Rockies and it's at home,
Yeah,
the Diamondbacks and Rockies. That number should have been closer to 20. It actually was 11.5 is what it closed at, 11.5 to 12, somewhere in that for a total. Yeah, it was 11-10 in 10 innings, guys. And it just, hard to believe they actually went 4 innings in this game without scoring any runs. But it just, anything that goes in the air at that ballpark, especially during the day, it's ridiculous. It's like no man's land out there. 11-10, Diamondbacks, Rockies. They end up cashing the over for you guys. And there was an underdog, at least started as an underdog, the Cards on the road, trying not to get swept in Philadelphia. They ended up taking care of business. 5-3, the Cardinals ended up winning there, getting plus money, +110. They were even money for a little while during the day. So actually a pretty profitable day for Joe Public if you guys were backing some of those favorites. And I know a lot of guys, Dan, that simply look at the Rockies games and they go, let's just look at the over. It's usually 11-12 in most of their games, right? And then all of a sudden, people sometimes shy away, like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go ahead and lay that. Well, here's a other hint. Anytime Freeland's on the mound for the Colorado Rockies, take the over. It was 7-5 going into the third inning yesterday. Wow. The actual over cashed early. Wow. And, of course, there were some hashtag torn tickets. How about those of you that laid the $170 to $2 last night for Carrasco to take care of the White Sox? Right. How'd that work out for
exactly.
you? Exactly. Damn.
Manny Banuelos.
Man, we laughed at it here on the show,
sure
man.
Did.
It was, not good there. White Sox forgot how to hit. I guess they can only hit Red Sox pitching. Seattle last night, too, at home, they were a small favorite, -115. The Angels, without Trout, who seems to be nursing a foot there. Ended up taking care of business. And this was another one of those games where there was a late pitching change. Tommy Skaggs was supposed to be on the mound.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he was pulled last minute. And there was all of a sudden a lot of money that came in on Seattle, as if Tommy Skaggs is some sort of, I don't know what people were thinking there. But Seattle loses 9-3. And then, of course, anybody who had the under in the Warriors-Raptors last night, both for the full game, opened up at 215, closed at around 213. A lot of guys were hoping for the under, didn't get it. And those of you that had the over in the first half and you didn't listen to us when we told you, take the under 109, they scored 108. So that was a bit of a hashtag torn ticket last night. But the Indians and Seattle, man, Indians, big favorite. Carrasco in Chicago, just terrible, Dane. But you're going to, there's sometimes you're going to get ahead. Sometimes you're just going to get smoked. And we had a little bit of each yesterday.
Yep, that's why we talk about baseball being so hard to bet. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you got to be disciplined with your money management. I'm glad you talked about the Rockies, Joe, because there's somebody I'm zoning in on today. Okay, don't look now. But the Rockies started the season 3-12. After their first 15 games. Since then, Joe, they have gone 25-15, 10 games over. They're 8-2 in their last 10. And I don't know if you've seen the matchup today, Joe. They are welcoming in the Toronto Blue Jays. And look at the pitching matchup. It's Herman Marquez, who by far is the best starter for the Colorado Rockies at home. He's actually pitching to a mid-3 ERA. They are facing for Toronto Edwin Jackson. Okay, and I am so comfortable fading Edwin Jackson. It is ridiculous. This guy was on the scrap heap. He's had a few outings for Toronto.
Pitching like 100, to a 9
ERA. Yeah, and the thing is, the Blue Jays have something like they're 2-8 in their last 12. They're traveling to Colorado, an unfamiliar interleague matchup when you have your, just a guy scrap heap pitcher against the actual best pitcher for Herman Marquez. I'm going to play the run line, Joe. Okay, I'm not taking it as a money line. I'm going to lay the 1.5 because I think, the Rockies might put up double digits. And if I lay the 1.5, it's still -130, but I'm comfortable with that to fade Edwin Jackson for the red-hot Colorado Rockies at home tonight.
There were also, and I'm on that 100% with you. I love that. The Rockies are now, first month, April. Couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. Obviously, Arenado's story, that whole group there in the middle is really starting to pound the ball, especially at home. But, again, there were a couple of games yesterday which fit exactly into a narrative that we have talked about a little bit, certainly from a live betting perspective, is that when you have these games where big runs are, whether you got these teams going up, it's the third inning, it's 7-0, it's 8-0. Or you turn on anywhere before the fifth inning where there's 11 runs scored in this game already. Like, what are we, we watched it in Colorado. Tampa last night got out to an 8-0 lead by the third inning. And then this is an opportunity, but this is hard for bettors. When you jump online and you want to do a little in-game wagering, what happens is all of a sudden you'll see that number go, oh, it's 13, it's 14, it's 15. And guys go, I can't lay that. You better lay it, because what we are seeing here is that when games start to get out of hand early, where you're seeing these big leads, 7-0, 8-0, 6-3, it's the third or fourth inning. They're not done scoring here, guys, in this in baseball in 2019. The chances are you are going to get 15, 16, 17, 18 runs. It happened again last night. It was 8-0 in the third when I popped on to the site. 14-3. It was the number was 12.5. And it was only the fourth inning. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry. It was 14.5. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Give me the 14.5. And sure enough, hell, Tampa scored 14 runs themselves. Same thing in Colorado yesterday. If you got scared off because it was the third inning, there were already 12 runs and the number was 16.5 or 17. And you're like, oh, I can't, you know. If you're counting on pitching to come in and kind of shut the door down in these kinds of high scores, right. It is not happening, guys. Take the flyer. Take the chance. Plus, you'll get it at really with low juice. You know, you're talking minus 105, yeah. minus 110 in these situations if you catch it early enough. There is a pattern here in Major League Baseball this year. The night before, Atlanta was down 8-0 to Washington in the third inning. And that number was 13. Well, you know, they went on to score 14 runs Washington alone. Yep. So don't be afraid. When you start to see games early on get out of control, a couple of things happen. You start to get the B bullpen guys, right?
Exactly.
And they are not even remotely close or interested in pulling those guys out anytime soon, right, Dane? So what you're seeing is if those guys are on, if the team scoring 7-8 runs in three innings is on, the other team at that kind of point just goes, all right, let's see. Who hasn't pitched in a while?
That's where the position players come on in, Joe.
That's exactly. That's where they start to come in going, all right, let's bring this guy. He hasn't pitched in 3 weeks. And he comes out, walks a bunch of people, home run. And next thing you know, it's 4 runs, 3 runs, 2 runs consecutively in innings. Don't be afraid of the overs once the game starts, live in-game wagering, early on in contests. The chances of somebody coming in from that bullpen, Dane, to shut the door down, yeah, it's not going to happen, guys.
Yeah, especially, and think about it this way. Think about the way the teams manage bullpens. If that game has already gotten away from them, they are not bringing in their stud reliever to try to stem the tide and keep it at 8-1. They're taking it like, all right, we'll take the L on this. Someone's going to soak up and take one for the team.
Absolutely.
And allow it to get out of hand so that they can have their good guys fresh tomorrow. So I like that.
That's right. And the starting pitchers on the other team,
yeah,
they breathe, they exhale, and then all of a sudden,
underbelly.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. All right, we'll dive into some of the numbers. NBA Game 2 Finals next.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435,
Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, it is Friday, people. Welcome in as we get ready for the weekend. Plenty of action here over the weekend. Also, listen, maybe you want to dive in. You've been hearing us talk about making it rain for a while now, and maybe you're going, you know what? Let me dabble a little bit here. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, game three, NBA. Sunday,
Champions
game
League
two.
Final.
Yeah, Champions League. You guys can get two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000 right now. All you have to do is go to pointsbet.com/grid. You open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. You enter the promo code GRID and get those. It's two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 right now. And what I love about pointsbet.com is, in addition to traditional betting, they also offer their own betting concept where you'll be rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you take the Rams laying three, right, and they cover by, let's say, 6 points, then you'll get six times your stake. And it's happening right now at pointsbet.com/grid. All you have to do is enter the promo code GRID and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. So, I mean, kind of risk-free, guys. You got $1,000 there that you can make a couple of bets on. If you're new to the Make It Rain arena here, if you're new to the sports investing, great opportunity for you guys to dive in there risk-free. Two bets up to $1,000. Points, pointsbet.com/grid. Do it today. And Dane and I are getting ready for what is going to be a monster weekend in the world of sports. Yeah, and as we take a look at some of these future prices now, Dane, and the markets. So the Warriors lose last night. Where are we at this morning now with the numbers? What is the markets telling us?
Yeah, we got -160 for Golden State. And remember, 24 hours ago, they were probably around, like, say, minus 280, 290. That's what we were seeing. So the Warriors are now at -160, still the favorite. Toronto at +130. All right, okay. So we're a lot closer to a coin flip than we were 24 hours ago. But that's what we're seeing. And I'm seeing for game two, I'm seeing in some places 1.5 and in some places 2 as now the line Toronto favored.
Okay. So you're going to get, here we go, maybe a little bit more money coming in on Toronto. Don't forget, it originally opened up as Golden State the favorite. And then we had that line shift. And all of a sudden, Toronto became 1.5 points like you saw last night. So now it's starting to shoot up in some books to -2. A lot of liability there. The over under, the total. 215.5, is it pretty much still right around that number right now? 215, okay. So, you know, the total is going to be the total, and we told you the numbers and history tell us that Golden State, after a straight-up loss, they are obnoxious on how well they do and how profitable they have been to back Golden State after a straight-up loss in these playoffs, right, in these finals. They are not a team that is going to they're not the Milwaukee Bucks, right? They are not some of these teams that we sort of that can't adjust and don't know what to do once it starts going the wrong way. I will say this again, watching that game last night, you got a bomb haymaker thrown at you if you're the Golden State Warriors by Toronto. They gave you their best punch last night. They brought their A game. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better way that they play, both defensively, offensively. Siakam with his Picasso last night. Kawhi Leonard not having to carry the load. You were able to rest him a little bit. I mean, it could not have gone any better for Toronto than last night. And guys, Golden State was still number of times in that second half down by 10 going into halftime. They were within 3 points three or four times. A couple of runs one way or the other, that game changes. Now, to Toronto's credit, again, they brought their A game. They held them off. But that's a C-plus effort by Golden State last night. I want to know what happens when Golden State is clicking and brings their A game. What happens then? I think what happens then is we're looking at six or seven games here, Dane. And what are the numbers on six or seven? How is the actual series prices changed in five? Is there a sweep number on there now for Toronto? I can't imagine what that must be.
That's plus 1,500. You know, I mean, like, no one thinks that Toronto's going to reel off another three, because I think, to your point, we got a good effort out of Toronto, a subpar effort out of Golden State. It was in Toronto, and still it was, you know, a game, right? So there's no reason to have that kind of fear factor, I think, if you were laying, you know, money on Golden State for the series. It is a shorter number, and we told you that this potential was going to exist. If you were riding Golden State, we told you maybe you want to wait until this morning and you can get them at minus 160 instead of minus 300, which I saw in some places. But now, I'll tell you, Joe, now the still exact result favorite is still Warriors in six, which is at plus 220 right now. Warriors at six is plus 20. The second choice would be a tie, I guess, with Warriors in seven or Raptors in seven being plus 350. But the heavy favorite is still Warriors win this series in six. And honestly, I don't think there was much that I saw yesterday that would dissuade me from that pick myself, right? Because the thing is, for Warriors to win in six, there needs to be one time that Golden State wins in Toronto, and it just wasn't game one off a 10-day layoff.
It just wasn't going to happen. The Warriors' object was always to win and split, right, on the road. That's always going to be and they're still alive to do that. And you got to feel okay going, all right, listen, we sucked. We didn't bring our A game. To their credit, they did. And, you know, we've never really seen this Toronto team. This is kind of the first that they've never seen Toronto built with Gasol and what they have right now, because, you know, Siakam, don't forget, was a role player during the season.
Right, he was kind of proved that improvement was happening throughout the year.
Exactly. So we kind of, you know, they haven't seen this. Now they did. And Van Fleet, congratulations. Him guarding Curry. They did exactly what they needed to do with Curry, right? We were wondering, how are you going to guard Curry? Well, they threw Van Fleet on him, and Van Fleet was covering him. They were double-teaming him. Gasol did a great job off the pick and roll. They did exactly what you would expect a number one defensive efficiency team to do, which is what Toronto did. Congratulations. He still scored 30-some-odd points. The question is, are you going to keep that up? And even if you brought what you brought against Curry, he still shot what? I mean, what was the – we were talking about this yesterday, the over-under of points for Steph Curry. I mean, everyone was like, he ain't going to score 30. I think it was 31 was the prop. And everyone's like, he ain't going to score 30. It's not going to happen. They're going to shut him down. Well, you didn't shut him down. I mean, you shut him down from the standpoint where his 34 points weren't as detrimental as they have been in the previous five games. But he still scored 34 points, guys. So that tells you. And don't forget, I think the other thing we saw yesterday, even with Boogie Cousins coming off of the bench, how important when you don't have your A game, hitting free throws is. Right? I mean, they were lucky, Golden State, to not be down 20-some-odd points there, turning the ball over the way they did. But Steph Curry's about as automatic at the free throw line as they come, and it was kind of refreshing to watch. Even the big man, Boogie, you know, they sent him to the line a bunch of times, too. I think he was three out of four there. It's amazing how free throws are truly an aspect of the game that can make the difference of not only covering guys from a betting perspective here, but also when you don't have your A game, still keeping you in it. And Golden State is a perfect example of how well, how good a free throw shooting team, how well you have to hit free throws in the playoffs in order to be able to advance.
Yeah, they went 93, 94% from the line yesterday. You mentioned Steph Curry; he goes 14 of 14. There was a streak he had that was broken, I think, last week about him hitting free throws in the fourth quarter of playoff games.
Yeah, he missed one against Portland,
or something like that. You know, and the crowd knew it and jeered him, led by maybe his little brother. You know, but that's the thing. You're right. You know, we talk about it. We see it when teams don't do it. Right, Siakam missing at the line in a tough spot against Philly, whatever. We talk about how important that is when they miss it, but it's good to reinforce it when it happens the right way as well. So, that's just another reason why the sky is not falling in Golden State right now. You know, they were coming off that 10-day layoff. Toronto played well, got the Picasso, as you're mentioning, out of Siakam, and still they were within reach, in my opinion, okay? Yep. They still outscored them in the third quarter, had that run. They still have a head coach who is able and willing to make these adjustments. I believe that, you know, I might go right back to the Golden State well for game two.
Yes, and the numbers are kind of staggering here, guys, when you look at it. This is now the 20th playoff series for the Warriors under Steve Kerr, right? This year, this is the 20th now, these finals. And Golden State has won at least one road game straight up and against the spread in the previous 19. So, and again, this comes off the whole thing. When they lose, guys, they are absolutely unbelievable. In fact, I believe the Warriors have played now 19 total playoff games when they're no, that's not the right number over there. Let me get it here where they come out here. Golden State 24-2 straight up after losing a game straight up the next game. So this is a team that historically in the playoffs and the finals, you beat me once. OK, I've seen it. It's almost as if a wake up call with them. I don't know.
Right.
You know, I don't know
what it is. Also, like when they went to Houston for game six, it was like when the chips are down, when they have their back against the wall, when they need it, they can flip that switch. And that makes sense. Anytime after a loss, they may be more pressure on them. And so they're able to respond as the champion.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, Golden State coming off a straight up loss, 9-2-1, 81% against the first half money line number. So what is that right now when you look at it?
I don't see the money line. I don't see the money line. I see them on the first half. Let me bring it up still because it was the same as – it was like the same as yesterday. You know, these numbers were looking like the same as yesterday. But
because they were what, plus 1.5 in the first
– so it's plus 1 and plus 105 for the first half.
So, and you're probably going – it's going to be somewhere around probably even money. Guys off a straight-up loss, they have been absolute money in the first half of the next game. So keep an eye on that number, man. That's Golden State coming out.
Joe. Total 110 for the first half. 110. Higher than game one. You know, so interesting. Maybe I know you were liking that under in game one for the first half. They added a point to it.
They added a point to it. I am all over Golden State taking down the first half in game two. It's don't argue with 81%, guys, with this team. And the reason I like these stats is that we're not talking about different teams, like we're talking about the Golden State Warriors in this situation with all basically the same damn players. We have seen it time and time again. They're going to come out with their hair on fire in game two. So be prepared right now. Jump on some numbers that you like. Even if you like Toronto to win the game, it really has no bearing on what's going to happen in that first half. Expect Golden State to come out and bring their A game like they have done. 81% is a pretty good return on investment, my man. That's a pretty good number. And like you said, they also added a point now in the game because I think they're expecting Golden State to score more. What'd they score in the first quarter? 21 points?
Right.
Yeah. Golden State historically. Yeah, historically, Golden State has been good for, you know, 40 in the first, 38 in the first. Their first quarter numbers when they are coming back, guys. They're going to put up a 30. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So I would.
Here's another point, real quick. You know what's hysterical, Joe? The fact that you have that much of a sample size for the Golden State Warriors in the
playoffs.
That's
crazy.
That speaks to the dynasty itself and their experience, right? That you have a valid sample size to draw from.
Get ready. We got ourselves a series coming up here. We'll talk more about it. Hour number 3, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And, it looks like you have the Lyme disease. Because it looks like it was caught early, so you're not going to have any problems here. But this is a great test case because we don't see this. Do you mind if I invite the students? It's at Stony Brook University. I'm like, at this point, I'm dying. I don't care anymore. Just give me drugs, whatever I need to survive. I don't care what you do.
George Kurtz, test patient. Hey, student, come in. Let's take a look at Lyme disease.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, Friday, people here on Making It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day. A lot of great things happening here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, it starts right here with us as we not only take a look at what happened, how we made money, how we lost money, all of that good stuff from the night before, but we'll take a look at what the day ahead and the weekend ahead has in store for us, which is a lot here. We've got NHL Stanley Cup Final Game 2 tomorrow. We've got the Memorial Tournament, Game 2 of the NBA Finals. And I will caution people, do not, and I repeat, do not get so high or so low off of one game and what you witnessed last night as to just declare the series over, the championship over, and let's just pack it up. It's, Siakam's the MVP. It's, let's all slow down and let us remember as good as Toronto looked last night and what they have done should not be overlooked, actually, all the this whole playoff run, what they did this year and what that general manager has done this year and all the buttons he pushed, it has worked out unbelievably. But at the same time, guys, you're talking about a team who's now in this spot the fifth time, guys. This is their fifth year in a row making it to the finals with a pretty much the same core of guys. So it's kind of unprecedented. And with 5 years, what you end up also getting is a lot of experience. They are not going to overreact to any one particular game. They'll make the adjustments. Steve Kerr will absolutely. What happens now moving forward with Boogie Cousins, Dane? We were impressed with his 8 minutes. It wasn't anything like we thought it would be, where everything was going to stop. Well, no, right. He came out with the bench players, guys, and the man was making passes. They were running the offense through him. He got a little winded there at the end, but I think you're going to get more and more of that as the series goes on here.
Yeah, I think it would be great for him to be the king of the second unit right there. And we're going to get more minutes than eight as this goes along, with 2 days in between each game.
Yep, absolutely, man. It's a long series, which means plenty of time to make it rain. We'll dive in, hour three next.